Hey guys, I've been meaning to do this IGTV for quite some time now and just keep getting sidetracked. But I had a message today that prompted me to write a blog post all about it. Wait, I have a blog? Yes, I do. Check out the link in my profile. Got all sorts of good content up there for you guys. But I thought that this was worthy of getting a video up here and just kind of talking about it a little bit more. I tend to forget and throw this word around, digital nomad, quite a bit, and tend to forget that there's a lot of you who probably don't know what that means. Since Chris and I have been digital nomading for the last 2 or so years, I tend to just assume that everybody knows what that is and onward we go. But over the last few weeks, I've gotten a few messages about how are we traveling so much? It's so awesome that we get to go to all of these cool locations. Where do we live? What do we do for work? But the message that really prompted me to want to record this video was someone asking me if I took a course to become a digital nomad, which I thought was awesome. And if there is a course out there that exists, please let me know. Maybe I'll create one. But I thought it was worth coming on just to talk a little bit about digital nomadism, what it is, how and why we decided to become digital nomads, and how we do it. So first and foremost, a digital nomad is essentially someone who still works by the grace of Wi-Fi, and is able to live anywhere that they want because of that. So remote work and living out of a suitcase. Chris and I became digital nomads 2 years ago. It was a long haul, a long process to get there. It took us about 19 months to figure out how to quit our 9-to-5s. It took some mortality motivation, my mom dying, for us to really, stop living so small and really realize that we had the opportunity to live big and sell our house, sell our car, sell all of our belongings, and hit the open road with our laptops and Wi-Fi connection and be able to work from anywhere in the world. So we're homeless by choice, but we kind of joke about that. We really don't have, anywhere that is home, so to speak. We have a couple home bases that we use. We're very lucky to have a few locations that we can kind of utilize as jump points. But for all intents and purposes, we're homeless digital nomads traveling the world, working from our laptops, and just getting to adventure quite a bit. So, what kind of prompted me to want to write this blog post and then also do this video was I think a lot of people have this moment in their life where they maybe take an evaluation of everything they've done, everywhere they've been, all the adventures they've had. Maybe you have the big fancy house, maybe you have the big fancy car, the big fancy job, the big fancy husband or wife, the big fancy family, whatever it is, but maybe you're not feeling totally fulfilled. This was very much a circumstance for me personally, and something that really caused me to kind of reevaluate whether or not I was really living my best life. We did something pretty extreme by selling our house, our cars, and all of our belongings in order to have this life, but it's definitely not anything I would trade for the world. It's been something that has provided us with so many cool opportunities and adventures, experiences, additional job opportunities, just so much awesome that I highly recommend if you've ever considered abandoning ship and kind of starting a new life to start taking some steps today to do that. So, some of my big tips for getting started, because everyone can do it, and I'm calling bullshit on anyone who says that, oh, you live this awesome life and I don't have the opportunity to do that. You do. It may take you some time and there may be some logistics for you to iron out, but I guarantee that you have as much availability for this opportunity and to be a digital nomad if you want to. You just got to start taking some steps to actually do that. So, first and foremost, one of my biggest tips for digital nomadism and creating a life that is a little bit more remote is if you don't already work for yourself, try to start brainstorming and researching some additional streams of revenue that are 100% dependent on you. What does that mean? I always worked for a company. It felt safe. It was something that I never had to worry about where my paycheck was coming. On the other hand, Chris, my husband, is a serial entrepreneur. He's had lots of experiences, working for his own paycheck and really eating whatever he hunts. if you don't already have a side hustle, quote unquote, or some sort of alternative stream of revenue outside of whatever your main stream of revenue is, if for no other reason than just risk allocation, get yourself a side hustle. At any given time, Chris and I probably have somewhere between 7 and 10 different revenue streams. So we operate under a number of different projects through a number of different opportunities. Some of those are opportunities we run ourselves. Others are through companies that provide us with a paycheck for consulting services or, you know, coaching or other sorts of opportunities. But I highly recommend investigating and researching some alternative streams of revenue and getting yourself set up with those like ASAP. My second tip is to evaluate your current monthly expenses and really get realistic with how much your lifestyle costs. Once you get that baseline number, add 10 to 20%, and that is probably how much digital nomading is going to cost you. You can do it on the cheap. There are a lot of people who backpack throughout the world or buy a van and redo it and are able to live and drive and adventure in that one location. If you're doing digital nomading how we are, which is very much flying places and getting Airbnbs or renting houses, you really need to allocate enough of your monthly expenditure to travel as well as then whatever you are accustomed to in terms of lifestyle. You're not going to be super stoked or feel super fulfilled if you feel like you're not able to do all the things you want to be able to do, or if you're not able to eat when you get to a location because you didn't quite allocate your monthly expenses properly. And it also is really going to impact that first tip that I had about creating those additional streams of revenue for yourself. I'll do another post about that separately too. I have lots to say about that. But you really want to make sure that you're fully aware of what your monthly expenditures are, how much your life actually costs you, and then adding that 10 to 20% for, you know, travel and adventure and all those things that you're going to want to do if you elect to live a life from suitcase. Additionally with that, if you don't already have a budget and you don't already stick to it, I highly recommend before adventuring into the realm of digital nomadism that you create a budget and stick to it. That really goes in line with those first two tips, you know, creating those multiple streams of revenue and really getting transparent about what your monthly expenditures are. You really need a budget to stick to, and that's even more true if you're traveling and, you know, really exploring and wanting to adventure even more. My next tip is to sign up for a credit card that has amazing travel points. I just recently learned that the points guy is like not something that everybody knows about. So go right now, thepointsguy.com, check out what credit cards you should be signing up for in order to get the most bang for your buck when it comes to travel. Even if you're not planning on digital nomading, that is a fantastic website to check out what credit card you should be using in order to maximize your points. You're spending that money anyways, may as well get some free money. And honestly, most of our flights are actually covered through credit card points because of the credit card that we've elected to utilize for travel. Start purging, my next tip, like Marie Kondo, your whole life. If you need a tip on what book to read to get started, check out my blog post. I've got Marie Kondo's book up there, The Art of Tidying Up, amazing. And if you have kids, start researching what homeschool options might be available to you. Now, this is probably the biggest tip that I get a lot of pushback on. Yes, Chris and I do not have kids. Yes, we are planning to continue this lifestyle when we do have kids. But for whatever reason, a lot of people who have kids think that this life is not available to them because of those little rugrats. I'm here to tell you that it is. Check out my blog post. I link all sorts of accounts of families who've elected to go digital nomad. They're doing it as a family, and they're living amazing, fulfilling, educational lives for their children. It just takes a little bit more work on the logistics and the planning end of things. So hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully this explains a little bit to you guys about what it is we're doing, why we do it, and some tips about how we've kind of started that process. I also have some frequently asked questions and our answers to those on my blog post. Would love to hear more from you guys and connect more about digital nomadism. And would also love to hear where you're from in the comments below, because chances are we'll be in a city near you soon. Thanks so much, guys. Talk to you soon.